Thank you, Madam Chair. Excellencies, distinguished delegates and colleagues, it's my pleasure to address you today to say a few words relating to the treaty body strengthening process from an SPT perspective. Unlike other treaty bodies, state parties designed SPT to be very different. To this effect, SPT does not receive and consider reports by state parties. To the contrary, under the OPCAT, you have sought to establish a system of regular visits undertaken by independent international and national bodies, the SPT and the National Preventive Mechanisms, in an effort to prevent torture and cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment or punishment. This is, of course, not only cost-effective, but beneficial for persons who are deprived of liberty and works to the advantage of the custodians of such persons and the state party in general. As you are aware, the OPCAT regime does not introduce any new standards. Rather, in relation to SPT, states have mandated it visit all places where persons are or may be deprived of liberty in state parties and issue visit reports following each visit. Hence, in its reports, the SPT recommends to states and sometimes separately to national preventive mechanisms aspects for change and improvement for the purposes of torture prevention. SPT reports are confidential in nature unless the state party wishes to make it public. This confidentiality is enshrined in the text of OPCAT to facilitate constructive dialogue between SPT and state parties. In addition to its visiting mandate, the SPT has an advice and assist mandate whereby it engages and assists state parties and NPMs, and a cooperation mandate with bodies and organizations working towards prevention of torture. The desire of states to increase efficiency and impact of the treaty body system resulted in the passage of General Assembly Resolution 68-268 just over a decade ago. However, due to the very stark differences between SPT and conventional treaty bodies, and because the formula used in the resolution to increase resources for treaty bodies was primarily based on meeting time, little has changed for SPT since the adoption of the resolution. The only benefit that materialized for the SPT from the implementation of Resolution 68-268 was to regularize the staff of the SPT Secretariat and acquisition of one additional week of meeting time as approved by the General Assembly. Therefore, while the resolution did facilitate consolidation of the Secretariat, the SPT did not gain much from the treaty body strengthening process. So the renewed efforts relating to treaty body strengthening is very welcomed by the SPT, and we have made substantial efforts to present its very distinct workload in a manner which will be understood. To this effect, a visit cycle was presented in a manner consistent with the reporting cycle of other treaty bodies. Further, in its proposal, the SPT noted that this could only be possible with the commensurate number of staff and meeting time, so that matters arising from visits and those issues presented at regional and country levels, whether through NPMs or state parties, may be adequately addressed without substantial delay. Recognizing the different mandate of the SPT in contrast to conventional treaty bodies, and that it does not have a system of periodic reporting, SPT's proposal has been adopted by the chairs of treaty bodies in their conclusions of the 34th meeting, and they have agreed to the proposal. As proposed by states, we are eager to effectuate a more streamlined process to ensure that SPT is a more efficient and impactful treaty body. The SPT acknowledges and appreciates the dedication and commitment of state parties and the diplomatic community in Geneva to protect and promote human rights. Having said that, the SPT also understands that the measures proposed to strengthen treaty bodies will materialize only when state parties endorse it, and that these decisions are not made here in Geneva. This became very apparent when the recent biennial resolution was passed in November. Even though we were very hopeful, it offered little traction on treaty body strengthening. And while we understand and appreciate that there are several layers of challenges in moving things forward, even when it's for efficiency purposes, so we would be interested to know from you how we, as a treaty body and the SPT, may assist you, as you state parties working to ensure that treaty bodies work is simplified and reorganized for your benefit. Unfortunately, at present, SPT's ability to work is being severely hindered and impacted negatively due to human resource and budgetary constraints. This is, of course, a grave concern, as the SPT has already been scuffling to make the most of what it was allocated before the liquidity crisis. And with the liquidity crisis, the situation has, of course, deteriorated, and the practice of dispersing funds in tranches through the year without any assurance or indication as to how much of our plans will be catered to has been problematic. What is more worrying is that there are delays in committing funds that become available, severely obstructing our work and, more importantly, hindering proper preparation and rollout of visits. As you will understand and appreciate, the SPT will only be able to undertake the mandate you have given us if we are adequately resourced. The SPT hopes that its work, although quite different, is given due regard and attention by state parties in the treaty body strengthening process, and that adequate resourcing may be possible, and that SPT is able to undertake its mandate in a robust manner. The modality of SPT's work, the cornerstones of which are confidentiality and constructive dialogue, seeks to improve situations in state parties without condemnation. The SPT trusts that state parties recognize the work of the SPT as essential for torture prevention. And as we humbly ask for your support in this process, we also recognize that this is a two-way process. And we look forward to hearing from you as how we may assist you in making sure this process yields results. Thank you.